Hi, Duchess. Today is the 26th of October, 1969, and I am here in Canton, Vietnam. Goodness, where does one start? I think the last time I taped you, I was still up at Long Bin. As usual, many, many new, exciting, venturous things have happened to me. I am very well. I have survived, I think, magnificently the first, 5 days now of being here by myself. When I first came down, as you know, I have a room. I think I mentioned to you that the Quartz people have agreed to let me stay at one of the hotels. It's not a hotel like we would know a hotel, Duchess. It's a building. They've leased the building from the Vietnamese government, and it doesn't have anything but rooms in it and a front desk, so to speak, you know. But it's not a hotel that, in the sense that you would go in and there's a lobby and a newsstand and a counter and all that stuff. It's not that at all. It's simply an old building, very old with high ceilings. And I have a room on the first floor in the back. And it's not a bad room. It must be, oh, maybe a 10 by 14 or something like that, which is the largest room I've had to live in since I've been in Vietnam. It's fairly clean. It's got a tile floor. The lighting is abominable. It's got one fluorescent light, very, very small, close to the ceiling. But it does have a bathroom, and it's all mine, which is real nice because I've never had any private latrine facilities since I've been in Vietnam. And I could be fairly comfortable here. The only thing is it's temporary because I'm supposed to get permanent billeting. However, there isn't any place for them to put me up here. You know, the Army is supposed to provide a roof for my head, so to speak. But everything down here is very crowded, and all the men that are not housed on post, some of them are housed in buildings like this, you know, they're annexes, and there may be 10, 12 men sharing a bathroom facility. So that this would be the big hang-up. You see, I could get a room in a number of places, but I wouldn't have any latrine facilities because there aren't any females down here. Anyhow, that's one problem. And another problem is transportation. I work in the AG building. I work there. I have a desk there, Duchess, you know. It's a good-sized desk, which I'm most fortunate to get, only that one of the sergeants is leaving, and they've given me his desk. But to get to work, which is only about a 10 or about 10 minutes at the most, Duchess. I have no transportation to get there. And it's difficult to walk the streets of Canton. I mean, if I go out on the streets and I walk 10 feet, I have about 15 little kids following me. They don't see American women here, so it's a novelty. The noise you heard in the background was an aircraft going over. So what happens to me is that Paul Engelstadt, who is the entertainment director for the Delta, he just recently acquired a van, one of these pickup truck type things, and he lives about two doors down in the... See, this is all males. I don't think there are any other females here. And they were a little leery of this, too. But Paul picks me up at 6:30 in the morning. Everybody ought to get picked up at 6:30 in the morning. And he works in the same, right next door to me. It's like one office. It's really like two offices. He has a desk in there with Captain Tom's, and I have a desk in the office right outside his. So in this sense, I'm most fortunate. But part of the problem is that Paul is extremely busy because he has to meet and greet all these shows that come here. This means running out to the airfield. The airfield is about another 10 minutes in the other direction from this building. it's centrally located, this place here, but as I say, if you don't have transportation, you don't go very far. There is a shuttle bus that goes from here to the airfield and makes some stops along the way, but and that's the Cords shuttle bus, which I have been on, but it doesn't go to the place where I work, the AG building. And of course, I'm the only female in the AG building. You know, it's outside of some Vietnamese clerks that we have. We have some girls that supposedly they can type, but I don't believe it. I've yet to see anything that they've typed that you can hand in. Anyway, this is a whole new challenge. And it really is quite exciting, I think. So what has been happening the last 4 or 5 days, Paul has been picking me up and pretty much bringing me home. Sometimes he works until 6 or 7, you know, he has a show coming in or has some reports to do. So I leave whenever he leaves. And then to go to supper, that's another thing. See, to go to eat, like I can't go to lunch because I have no way of getting anywhere. There are only two places, three really, that I know of where you could eat. One is the Cords compound. One is back at the airfield. There's, you know, an Army mess hall at the airfield. And also another compound, Eakin compound. There are a couple of small compounds here, Duchess, you know, military type things. And none of them have facilities for women. And to go to eat there, like to go to Eakin, there's no public transportation of any kind. And you know, they have these little carts and everybody's on bicycles and that kind of stuff. And it's not advisable for a female to be roaming around by herself anyhow. So what Paul usually does is he comes home and he sunbathes for an hour or so instead of eating lunch. So one day he dropped me off at the USO, which is in town, and I had a bite to eat there. But even that, you feel a bit conspicuous because you're the only female there, except for the two girls that run that USO, and I've gotten to meet both of them. And one is Shelley, and the other gal is Kathy Myers. And Kathy took me over and showed me where she lived. She has a very nice apartment. It wasn't very nice, but the USO put a couple hundred dollars into it and made it very nice for her. And she lives on the local economy, very close to the USO. But the USO is private, you know, and of course the Army, her apartment, Duchess, costs over $200, American dollars, a month. It isn't worth $60 a month, I mean, you know, but that's because the Americans being here, the prices are fantastic. The apartments in Saigon are $300 and $400 and more than that, and they're only like maybe two rooms. Unbelievable. The space is so scarce here that they can ask any price and get it, and they know it. And so they do. The Americans are very wealthy, very rich, and they pay it, because they have to live someplace. So, I'm trying to rush through this tape. Today is Sunday. It's the first day off I've had, really had, in a week or so. In fact, last Sunday I didn't even, you know, I don't get too many of the days off because there's always something going on socially at Long Bend, and we're almost compelled to attend if it's a social or something. You know, Jane will say, well, I think we ought to go, and that kind of kills any free time you thought you might have. Paul took me the other night, my first night here, Tuesday night, as a matter of fact. Martha Ray is here at Canto. She's been here all week. She has been flying out to other units. She is staying with the Special Forces unit, and we have one located at the airfield. And Tuesday night, Paul had some messages for her, and so he asked me if I wanted to go along to deliver them. And I said, of course. So we did, and I had a drink with Martha. There were some other people there, too. You know, we were staying at the Colonel Peters' quarters, and that was kind of exciting for me. She's very, very pleasant. She's just adored by Special Forces over here. She is very partial to the men of Special Forces, and because she's quite an influential person. She's done many things for some private people, I mean, individuals that have met her during their military tour. And then last night there was a party at Special Forces, and they asked me to come, and I did go, and Martha Ray was there again, And we talked, and in fact, she talked with everybody, you know, it was kind of a small party. And then she went over to the EM club, and she was over there a couple of hours, and we went over later, and they presented her with a small plaque. And she was talking with some of the young soldiers, you know. She's funny. She really is. She's just as vulgar as can be, but yet very down to earth, very wholesome. And to look at her, Duchess, she's really, she's only about 52 or 53, but she looks much older. At least that's what she said her age was. And she's quite, I don't know the correct words to describe her, but she looked older to me. And, you know, if you didn't know who she was, you'd just say she was some old hag who drinks a lot, and she does drink an awful lot. But she is just adored by these men, and I guess that's what's important. And she herself gets a feeling of accomplishing good and being wanted and being loved and all this, and so that I guess it works both ways. And she kissed me on the cheek and told me what a fabulous job we were doing, you know, women over here and this kind of thing. And she's very, very delightful to talk with. Anyway, that was last night, and so many things. Yesterday afternoon, Major Graft, who is Air Force, took me swimming. There's a pool. You know, the Coates people over here, Duchess, who work for the State Department, they have it made. They have the best of everything, such as it is. It's not luxurious, but it is for Canto, you know, in the mud and the dust of the Delta. And they do have a pool over at the Coates compound. You have to be a member, which I will join. I think it's $50 or something. But he took me swimming, and it poured, Duchess. The whole time we were at the pool, it just poured. But we stayed in the water for about an hour and a half. Oh, it was lovely.